Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Traveling on the road, diners in Orlando, Miami, really manly. That has nothing to do with the conversation. I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. 3, 2, 1.
That'll hook.
Todd Pyro reporting live from his living room this morning. How are you, sir?
You know, the most important thing in this entire crisis is getting back to normal and instilling a sense of normalcy in our lives. That intro just brought back the sense of normalcy that I think the nation needs right now.
You certainly needed it, didn't you?
yeah, I mean, we've had some rough times the last couple of weeks. Forget the coronavirus. Yeah. I completely blanked on my hit 2 weeks ago. Last week, I was, what was it, Tuesday? I was in the middle of a supermarket trying to report on the lack of food, and it turns out that supermarket actually did pretty well. Today, because I worked this weekend hosting the big show, of course, from a social distancing perspective, I am on my weekend today, and so I'm sitting on my couch, unshaven, per your comment, and I'm in my underwear. So this is going to be my new headshot.
Wow.
In my underwear.
As long as you're not doing Facebook Live or tweeting a picture of yourself right now, we're in good shape.
Hey, no. But it's funny. My wife is in this business, too, and you know, all day yesterday was spent trying to set up the home studio in our office. And so we had to, her iPad didn't work. So we had to buy a new iPad. Her phone didn't work. So we had to buy a new iPhone and our signal strength wasn't strong enough. So we had to boost it up. So yesterday's newscast cost me about $1,000.
I'm sure it did. Yeah. They're everybody's doing it. You know, I was making fun of David Begna over at CBS. Maybe the dude's quarantined, but clearly he can't get outside to buy razors. So everybody's got a different approach.
You know, it's funny, you know, I'm headed out as soon as we're done here, because when we're done, it'll sort of be past the 1 hour for the seniors to do their shopping.
Yes,
you know, that's an important thing. You know,
sure.
We got to have that. And the seniors typically get up early. Let's get them in. Let's get them out so they don't have to interact with too many people. So once we're done here, my supermarket opens at 7:30 on the East Coast time. We'll be done at around 8:30 East Coast time, and I'll go buy my wares, and then that's it till next week.
Now,
so.
do you feel fortunate? I know they have more restrictions in New York proper, right? You told me you live about an hour outside of New York.
No, I live about 2 hours outside of New York. So it's, you know, and just to sort of keep my parents alone and keep my, I typically stay with my parents. I typically stay with my in-laws, but I'm not doing that this crisis, just because, I mean, they're not like 107 years old, but they are above that threshold. And so, you know, just in an abundance of caution, we've been FaceTiming, we've been talking. I've made sure that they're okay, you know, and that they're following Todd rules, which are very strict. But they are, and you know, my dad's one of these people. I love it. You know, you hear old people say, oh, you know, I can't sleep anymore. I get up early. That's not my dad. My dad sleeps like 18 hours a day. He's handling the quarantine basically just the same way he would handle a normal day that ends in Y. My mom's getting a little stir crazy, so you know, she's been definitely FaceTiming a lot, like weird FaceTimes. Like, I want to see Amanda, my wife. And I'm like, Mom, Amanda's literally in the middle of broadcasting a show. Oh, can't you just go down there? No, literally. You know, would you have me walk into her studio and, like, walk on set and be like, my mom wants to FaceTime? So, you know, there's definitely been some growing pains. But, you know, look, as I've said multiple times, and I said this on multiple times on air, I look at my grandfather. My grandfather was the biggest mama's boy in history. And, you know, his mom didn't let him ride a bike because she was worried he was going to fall. So overprotective, all this other stuff. She had to let him go to Europe on not a spring break vacation for 4 years. It was Europe and North Africa, if you will. This was in those crucial years, 1941 to 1945.
Yes.
And so, you know, and they were getting shot at. You know, we're watching the latest Netflix thing. And look, I'm not diminishing this for those people who've lost their jobs. This is horrible for them. And that's a huge part of our country right now. But and those people have a right to complain. Their lives, their livelihood, so negatively impacted. But if you're somebody who's at a job who you can work from home and you're going to be getting paid the same salary before, during, and after this crisis, I don't need to hear you complaining, especially if you're like a single person that's not dealing with screaming kids. Sit there. Watch your Netflix. Don't contribute to the complaint brigade, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny you mentioned that you're going to be broadcasting some from home and you're getting stuff set up. I think one of the biggest untold problems that people are going to face is a lack of bandwidth. I'm not kidding. Yesterday
100%.
At my house, my son is home from college. My wife had to do a conference call somewhere. The youngest one's downstairs watching Netflix, which is eating up bandwidth on the Fire Stick. And she had to yell downstairs because her conference kept glitching because there was, I mean, everybody's home doing the exact same thing. This is going to be a problem that I don't think anybody's dealt with yet.
You know, I think we experienced it, to your point, Mark. You know, the 5 o'clock shot was a little sketchy. The 11 o'clock, this is for my wife, the 11 o'clock shot, you know, not as many people up at 11 p.m. She said it went much better than 5. So, look, we've done everything we can in this house that I know how to do. I've literally increased our internet speeds to NASA strength. So hopefully that will work. But, you know, look, we will get through this. These are uncharted territories.
Sure. Sure they are.
There's no two ways about it. But, you know, every American needs to view this as their time to do what's best for the country. And in so many respects, that literally is trying your best not to get sick. But it's also protecting your house, keeping your house from being make your house be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And that means things like, obviously, the cleanliness, obviously, the making sure that you're not infecting other people if you are sick. It does mean the social distancing, but it also means if you are one of these individuals that is fortunate enough right now to have some disposable income that's not being affected by this, go out there, buy your gift cards, figure out ways to support, send money to relief organizations that are trying to help. There are ways that we need to come together, and if everybody does some self-sacrifice here, we will come out on the other side. If we don't, we could seriously injure the United States of America in a way that is avoidable if we all act properly.
I love that, Todd, because I heard the president say it yesterday, and it kind of made headlines last night, but we can't let the cure be worse than the disease, and I think this is exactly
Agreed.
What he's talking about, right?
You know, I'm making a list of all the places that my wife and I are going to patronize once this is done. I'm going to try to order gift cards from these places just because, you know, what's the loss to me? I defer a little. I don't have that money in my checking account, but I'm ultimately going to spend the money at this place anyway at some point in the future, except what if they're not there, you know, because of this? So that's going to hurt me a lot more in the long run. So in a sense, buying your gift cards and patronizing these businesses as much as possible is a selfish thing that you can do
sure.
to protect yourself on the backside of this. You know, I always like to talk sports and I like to make jokes. This is actually helping my New York Yankees because they were the walking wounded day one of spring training, people walked and they hurt themselves going through the turnstile.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We're out for 3 months. But my guys are getting back to normal. So, get ready, baseball. When we resume play in early December, the Yankees are going to be really solid.
Well, it's a good point. You know, and Denise is laughing, but the downside of this for the St. Louis Blues, the hockey season got suspended just as Tarasenko was about to come back from an injury,
He'll
right?
He'll be better than ever as soon as they start playing again.
Yeah, thank you. He was going to be better than ever. We had a guy getting ready to come back onto the ice who's been injured the whole season, who really would have added to the team, and now we don't know
if he'll Tarasenko.
Even play again, right? Yeah.
Tarasenko's legit. So I have a new idea. You know, they're big into the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? In the NHL. When we come back in the middle of August, I think we should have the Summer Classic and see what happens.
I hope they do it.
I mean, how amazing would that be? What's the temperature typically in Missouri, the middle of the heartland, in the middle
90s.
Of August?
Yeah, a little bit in the 90s. Yeah, easily.
I mean, I say, let's see how the ice holds up.
Hopefully they can swim.
Listen, Todd, do us all a favor, based on the description of where you are and how you're dressed right now on your living room couch, do not accidentally walk into your wife's office in the middle of a broadcaster. It's going to go viral.
Yeah. Funny you mentioned that. I was like, she needed me to go get something. So she texted me because I went to a different room, give her privacy, and I had to come downstairs. I've never like tiptoed or hugged the banister in our house much less, because I look ridiculous. Like, I look like an intruder. I look like a crazy intruder in his boxers and a wife beater undershirt. It was a sad scene, and my wife's all dolled up, has this whole setup. So I will try my best to not ruin America by that. But you know, I can't wait till this is done. Obviously, everybody can't wait, but you know, let's make the best of this. And to those folks out there that have lost their jobs and are really in bad financial straits, you know, we're praying for you. The government's got to get their act in gear. What's going on in D.C. right now is, I'm going to say it's worse than the Kavanaugh hearings. I'm going to say this because that's partisanship at a ridiculously high level, trying to score points. But I mean, look, nobody was going to die because Kavanaugh did or did not get in. You know, this is serious here, guys. You shouldn't be playing politics, trying to put in carbon offsets when these people, you know, 2 weeks ago they were working at a restaurant supporting their family, maybe 1 to 2 to 3 restaurants trying to support their family. Now all that income's gone. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well said, my friend. Listen, be safe. We appreciate you giving us time on your day off.
No, this is fun. It's good to get back to normal and chat with you guys. And, you know, I look forward to continuing to do this, provided, you know, I'm not, you know, out in the field doing something.
Yeah, very, very
true. You know, it's tough to talk to you, my friend, when I'm out in the field.
I know it is. Todd, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.